welcome back to episode 2 of Category 2020. I'm your host, Dave Downey. 24 Cyclones have formed this year, and we're barely past the halfway mark of the season. About 40% of the climatological hurricane season remains, and we are out of regular hurricane names. Last Friday, on September 18th, three storms formed in that short 24-hour period. The last time that happened, well, you'd have to go all the way back to 1893. I wonder how they knew that in the 19th century without any satellites. Anyways, Wilfred, Alpha, and Beta formed last Friday. Wait, Alpha and Beta? Well, yeah, after that last name is used, W, the Wilfred, National Hurricane Center then goes to the Greek alphabet to name storms. Now, eight named storms have already made landfall this season in the continental U.S., and if we get a ninth, which looks possible this week with Tropical Storm Beta, that would tie 2020 with 1916 for the most landfalling storms on record. Now, believe it or not, the peak for hurricane landfalls in South Florida comes in October, so we are certainly not out of the woods yet, of course, with this at time of recording only being September 21st. And with climate change an ever-so-hot topic in the world right now with the wildfires out west and this absolutely prolific hurricane season, I wanted to see how much of a large-scale climate correlation there could actually be, or if 2020 was just being 2020. I talk with Dr. Ben Kirtman, Erasmus professor and the director of the Cooperative Institute for Marine and Atmospheric Studies, to get his thoughts on the tropics.
Of course, there are two factors that I think about in terms of this particular hurricane season that we should be thinking about. The first, of course, is the La Nina that's developing. And during La Nina, the wind shear tends to be decreased and we expect a higher total hurricane count. That doesn't say anything about the magnitude of the hurricanes or whether they're going to make landfall, but it's just a statistical relationship between El Nino and La Nina and hurricane counts. The other factor, of course, is climate change. And what we understand about hurricanes and a changing climate is a lot more limited than what we understand about hurricanes in El Nino and La Nina. In terms of climate change, there's quite a bit of evidence that as the climate significantly warms, we're going to see more Category 3, 4, and 5 storms. The strongest storms are going to get stronger. That's what we see as the climate changes. We don't have strong evidence that there'll necessarily be more storms or less storms. We just don't have good evidence at this point in time.
Sure.
But we do have some evidence that storms are going to produce more rainfall. And the reason they're going to produce more rainfall is we expect more moisture to be available. We expect more moisture to be available because the atmosphere is warmer and can hold more moisture. The oceans are going to be warmer, so there's going to be more evaporation. There's also some evidence that storms are going to move slower, that their forward speed is reduced. So you saw Harvey, you saw Dorian, right? That just hung over the Bahamas forever and just dumped tremendous amounts of rainfall. So there's some evidence that the forward speed of storms is also going to reduce, and that increases the risk of compound flooding also. And we saw a fair bit of that with Sally also.
Now, Dr. Brian McNulty, Senior Research Associate at Rasmus, who has a very detailed and thorough website dedicated to the tropics, thinks the link to climate change is not quite clear yet.
As far as its connection to climate change, I don't know that I would necessarily make one. We could have a quieter than normal year next year, which does not contradict the climate change points. So I think that's something to be careful with. If you place too much weight on one year or one storm and saying that's because of this, well, then when the opposite happens, then
what do you say to that?
Yeah. it's all about long-term trends and to not really worry too much about what's going on with any particular storm or any particular year for that matter.
The Atlantic still has plenty of fuel left in the tank for this season, so we're just going to have to wait and see if South Florida can continue to avoid the bullseye like we have for the past several years.